How about that? This week in baseball. Darren Pritchett back at the Compton Family Ice Arena. It is 6:33 on this Friday evening. Once again, Mishawaka basketball at 7:30. The Cavemen take on St. Joe here on WSBT Radio and our sister station, Z94.3 FM. It's Notre Dame hockey against Michigan State. Pre-game at 7:20, opening face-off at 7:35. And I guess we might have a banner unveiling tonight. There's a little banner hanging in a roll to my left, so I'm assuming that is the Big Ten regular season championship banner that may be unveiled here tonight. We'll see. We're going to talk some baseball right now because, well, today was the first day of spring training games. Hallelujah. Baseball right around the corner. And I'm joined by Chris Hagstrom, I guess my boss with the South Bend Cubs.
I kind of like that title. Say it again.
There you go. Director of Media and Promotions for the South Bend Cubs. And he's here to talk about the promotion schedule that came out this week. And we'll also tell you about single game ticket sales, when that is going to get started. And it's February 23rd, so it's definitely time to start thinking baseball. So, Chris, let's start with the old regulars, the old standbys, the weekly promotional schedule. One thing about the South Bend Cubs, no matter what day of the week it is, there's always something happening.
There always is something happening, Darren. You know, earlier I heard the organist here at Compton Family Ice Arena was playing a little charge, so I thought, hey, what a great way to segue us into baseball. But coming up, of course, as you
what's
know.
What's organ music under you talking?
Yeah, it's a little bit of that. You hear that?
Yeah, there you go. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's quite all right. It's, you know, can't be Gary Pressy, but that's okay. Our weekly promotional schedule, all the favorites are back. Everybody loves fireworks. So we're bringing back fantastic Friday night fireworks. Great fantastic Friday fireworks joining us this year. And, you know, one of my favorites, I think, is a flat screen giveaway. I love flat screens. Who doesn't love a flat screen? You could
sure.
always use one.
Yeah.
So we're going to give away flat screens on Saturday. Sunday Fun Day returns with playing catch on the field before the game and, of course, player autographs after the game. Sometimes you got to catch Darren by his car because he gets out of those games really fast on Sunday Fun Day. So you got to try to catch him quickly.
There you go.
Belly Buster Monday returns for our Mondays. All you can eat hot dogs, popcorn, and peanuts with the purchase of an $8 wristband. One favorite that I know people love are $2 Tuesdays. You know, not all families can come out for a price of a ballgame in a Major League Stadium. Average price, Darren, over $300 for a family for four. Family of four, over $300 the average price. The average price at a South Bend Cubs game is only $100 for a family of four.
Okay.
So you're already getting some savings there. But on $2 Tuesdays, we have different $2 items. $2 tickets are on two different nights. You've got $2 Fun Zone, $2 popcorn, a lot of different $2 items on those days. Giveaway Wednesday, everybody loves free stuff, and we're bringing back Giveaway Wednesday. We couldn't do World Champions Wednesday again, but we'll do it again for the 2019
season.
Next
year. There you go. We'll mark that down.
And then Thursday, of course, returns to $2 sodas and draft beer all game long.
Talking South Bend Cubs promotions on SportsBeat with Chris Hagstrom. One of the more popular items, no matter the sport, bobbleheads. And the last couple of years, there have been a lot of interesting bobblehead giveaways involving South Bend Cubs or Chicago Cubs on rehab assignments. Dexter Fowler, Gleyber Torres, Eloy Jimenez, they all have in common, once they got a bobblehead with the South Bend Cubs, they all were either traded or not brought back to the Chicago Cubs. So who's on the list this year?
Well, that's what worries me about the list this year, because I don't want to see either of these two guys go anywhere once they get
really?
Their bobblehead. But,
really?
Well, Ian Happ.
You want him.
Guy.
You want him.
You want to keep him on there. He'll be May 23rd, a great Ian Happ bobblehead. And had a chance to see it. Now, unfortunately, though, Ian Happ would not let us put a smile on his bobblehead because he said it wouldn't be realistic.
That's so. Right. He never smiled.
No.
Great guy, but never smiled.
And then Jason Hayward is our second bobblehead, June 6th and 13th. What I love about the Jason Hayward bobblehead is it's different than the ones in the years past. It's not pinstripes. He's not wearing the blue jersey. He's wearing the American flag 4th of July jersey that he wore back on July 2nd and 3rd.
Awesome.
So it's a little different.
Fielding or batting stance?
Batting.
Okay, just curious. So Jason Hayward bobblehead.
I'm not going to read
it. I'm
into
not
that.
Pointing fingers. No. I'm just asking. And Hayward, June 6th and 13th, that'll be the giveaway. Ian Happ on May the 23rd. How about just some of the other additional type giveaway nights that kind of caught your attention? Then we'll get to some new stuff in a minute.
Well, of course, we have our magnet schedules, which we do on every opening night. Fleece blankets on April 23rd. This one just in, Darren, actually not
uh-oh.
Even on the release.
Breaking news.
We're doing a pint glass giveaway on opening night, the 7th, April 8th. and then again on Wednesday, April 11th. So three South Bend Cubs pint glasses in early April. So that one just got signed today.
Okay. Awesome.
Breaking news there. I know everybody loves cupcakes, so Stu's birthday bash, a new promotion we're doing, we're going to give away cupcakes on his birthday. Plus, we have Bark at the Parks as well returning, so we're doing dog bag dispensers, which I'm sure you can imagine what those are. little dog bones that have little plastic bags that come out of them for when you've got to take care of your
pet. Yes, absolutely.
Dog bowls. We also have dog frisbees. One of my personal favorites that I've designed this year, snow globes. It is a Four Winds Field replica snow globe. So it'll be a really cool item once you guys get a chance to see those. Plus all your favorites, Thunder Sticks, youth baseball jerseys, T-shirts, hats, and, of course, the standby favorite, the 2018-19 calendar with the 2019 schedule already on it.
Chris Hagstrom of the South Bend Cubs talking South Bend Cubs promotions. Now let's talk about new theme nights. Some different things have been added to the repertoire.
Well, of course, we already talked about we're adding an additional Bark at the Park, so three Bark at the Park nights, but we're also doing College Night this year. That's coming up on April 12th. Now, we're going to be asking all college students to come out and represent their college with a special, shall we say, incentive for them. We'll get to that a little bit later on this year. Stu's birthday bash, as I mentioned. Craft Beer Night is another new one where people can fans get the opportunity to purchase a craft beer wristband. It'll be a chance for you to try out 60 different craft beers.
Oh, wow.
And you're going to get a replica, or not a replica, you get a new mug, a beer stein, if you will, from the South Bend Cubs. So it'll be a pretty cool item to add for your collector's edition. Also coming up later on this year, we'll have Princess and Pirates Night, a little different take on our Princess in the Park. And Darren, I know you're actually...
Princess and Pirates together.
Yes, Princess and Pirates, because...
So it's the Reds playing the Pirates.
You can send all of your email to @sportsbeat961.
I have no love lost for that team, so I'll say whatever I want.
Clearly not. Just like you love the umpires, too, you know.
Absolutely.
And then also, I know you're brushing up on this one by reading the books. Harry Potter Night coming up on August 9th, and then we'll have Faith Day on August 26th.
It's amazing in opposing ballparks. The robes, Harry Potter glasses, people come out in all the attire.
It is a really big night for a lot of different minor league teams, and we're looking forward to joining this
Lansing
year.
Did a great job with it last year.
Absolutely.
All kinds of activities taking place. All right, so that's some of the popular new theme nights. Now, you guys have done a great job of bringing in former players or personalities, kind of VIP events. Do you have anything to announce yet in that category?
Well, we have our two VIPers signed, but I'm not going to tease them for you just yet. We got a press release coming soon, but I will tease it. I won't announce, but I'll tease. This one of our VIP guests that's going to be coming to Four Winds Field this season played for 18 years and played for eight different teams. Mm. So you can kind of infer who you want there. And the second one is a man who played for three different teams. And Darren, I know how much you love hockey, and facial hair is a big part of hockey. And facial hair is also a big part of this man's repertoire. So look into that how you will, but two VIP meet and greets this year at Four Winds Field.
He was a Cardinal for a day or two and got traded.
Yeah. Yes, he was.
That's not giving away a lot. If anybody picks up the answer off that, they're really, really good. I gave anything away there.
Nah, I don't think so. But two great VIP experiences coming out to Four Winds Field this season.
All right, so, Chris, we've got all the promotion schedule. So now there might be fans that want to get tickets for those particular nights. When do single-game tickets go on sale for the South Bend Cubs?
They'll go on sale on Wednesday, March 7th, beginning at 10 a.m., and you can get them in three different ways. You come out to the box office. What I've loved about our fans that come to the box office is we have folks that start lining up at 6, 7 a.m. for these tickets, and you don't see that a lot in a minor league level, lining up that early for tickets. But we have people that do it every year, and I always make sure. I'm usually there by about 5:30 in the morning. I'll bring those folks donuts, and we're going to have donuts for folks that want to come out to Four Winds Field and wait. There'll also be some coffee as well. But you can also get your tickets by phone, 574-235-9988, or online at southbendcubs.com.
All right, so the South Bend Cubs open their season at West Michigan on April the 5th and the 6th.
Hopefully,
and then
we actually play that game this year.
That's right. Last year had a little weather problem. Had to play a doubleheader for the first game. And then the home opener for the South Bend Cubs is Saturday, April the 7th. So can you tease anything about that day, or is it too early?
I could tease a little bit about that day. I can tell you that we always make it a big day, and we always try to get a great national anthem singer, and we of course, will have another fantastic national anthem singer this year. Last year we surprised everybody by having some little pyrotechnics as we introduced the players with the smoke and the fog. Yep. So we'll always try to make sure we do something fun in that regard. But really, opening night, it's a Saturday night. It's flat screen giveaways. You're getting fireworks. We're going to have face painters. We're going to have balloon artists. So, Darren, I'll make sure the face painter comes by your booth.
Sure.
Since I know you'll be looking forward to that.
Yep.
And, of course, we have pregame entertainment planned. I'll even tell you who that is. Southern Straightaway, great Southern rock band. They'll be performing at Foreman Field.
Very nice. And since we have you here, why don't you tell us about the newest member of the broadcast team this year?
That's absolutely right. So this year we have a brand new broadcast team. I know, Darren, you're looking forward. You've been working with him on the Cubby Corner, which you can watch at southbendcubs.com or on Facebook at facebook.com/southbendcubs. But Brendan King, we joined the broadcast this year. He comes to us from the Northwest League. He also worked a little bit in the summer leagues as well, and he is a graduate of Butler. So a local boy who is a huge Cubs fan and is going to make a great addition to the roster this season.
That's right. He's going to be doing some middle innings work at home, and who knows from there. So great to have Brandon on the team this year, that's for sure.
We're also hoping to do some post-game interviews as well, assuming all works out for there. And you know, that was a great addition to the broadcast a couple years ago, and I really look forward to bringing that back again this year.
Oh, the interviews.
The post-game interviews.
I thought you were talking about yourself joining the post-game show. Well, I was trying to remember when you were on the post-game show. Now I know what you're talking
about. When we went
to
those 12, 13, and 14 innings, that's what I call the post-game
show.
Oh, boy. How much food did we get during those broadcasts?
I got my extra inning package from some of my friends in the front row behind home plate, the Snyders.
The Snyder family, yep.
The emergency extra inning package, which had some interesting items in it that I still have on my desk at work that I have not used. Anything else?
I'm looking forward to baseball, Darren. We're 42 days, 23 hours, 19 minutes, and 48 seconds and counting until opening day at Foreman's Field.
So remember, March 7th, single game tickets go on sale. So all of those promotional nights, some you might be interested in, get your tickets now taken care of. Then you can walk right through the gates and get ready for a good old night at Foreman's Field in downtown South Bend.
Well, especially those fireworks nights, Darren. I mean, how many times have we had sellouts? People come up to the gate and they want actual seats, but we're out of them. They have to sit in the lawn. That lawn is bad by any means, but if you want an actual seat, you got to get your tickets in advance.
That's exactly right. Thanks for stopping by. Greatly appreciate it. We'll see you in a few weeks.
All right, I'm going to enjoy some great Notre Dame hockey as the club room across the way. So let me just grab
my
pass.
Look at you.
High rolling tonight, Darren.
Big timer. Chris Hagstrom, Director of Media and Promotion for the South Bend Cubs. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care.